stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron Updates, week 8. We got a couple new faces up here. Yeah, we missed last week, but here we are again. We're right back at it. Of course, across the table from me, we got our co-host, Rob.
What's up?
Our, I want to say resident Vikings fan, but we got a lot of resident Vikings
fans here. Yes, we do. Yes.
You already know, represent. But, Rob, what's going on this week?
It was good. I mean, we missed last week, but it was bye week, so we didn't really miss much, I guess. So, but
well, Vikings fans, but, you know, everybody... The rest of the league's fans that listen to us religiously missed it.
Sorry, my selfishness is coming through as a Vikings fan.
It's okay.
You know?
No, it's okay. First step is admitting it.
But, yeah, so, you know, we're getting towards the halfway through the season. We took an L this week, but it was a competitive, fun game, so I'm feeling good.
Feeling good. Competitive L. I like that. I'm going to go into the rest of this week saying that the Vikings took a competitive L. That's a Minnesota way, right?
Yeah.
Put a positive spin on that garbage. Anyway, so right next to me, okay, first off, sorry. I'm Smelty, of course.
There he is.
Other co-host. But right next to me, we got Trey.
Howdy.
Trey joins us making his Banter with the Boys debut.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll sing a country song here soon. Yeah.
Trey, why don't you go ahead and give us your... I don't know, your football background. When did you start watching it? What got you into it? You know, stuff like that.
All right. I would say I started watching football, I don't know, like loosely 10-ish years ago. Kind of started following it once I had
a kid. Got a decade in, yeah?
Yeah. Started watching it once my oldest was born just because kind of gave me something else to do sitting at home. So it happens. Definitely a Vikings fan.
Atta boy. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Needed.
Very much so. We after that L, competitive L. Hey. Needed it.
Yeah.
Competitive L.
Competitive L.
But I don't know. What else do you want to know about me?
I mean, hey, that's it, man. I mean, hey, you just like watching football.
I like watching football loosely. Yeah, loosely.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah. So. Wouldn't say I'm like a diehard. I'm not telling you all the stats. I'm not telling you who's catching what. I'll see some big highlights. I'll watch some highlights. That's about it. So,
hey, fair enough.
I'm here. Hey, I can follow it.
And you're a Vikings fan.
Exactly.
Yeah. And some beers and some nachos, you know, the rest of the things that go with football.
Sundays are great.
There it is.
Like every Sunday, cracker platter, it's awesome.
Cracker platter. Let's go. Hashtag cracker platter.
Cracker platter, dog.
All right. Oh, my God. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you on Banter with the Boys. Hoping to see you maybe for some hockey in the future.
Hockey's my thing. Yeah, yeah. That's definitely my jam.
For sure. And next to Trey, now, Chiefs fans, we've been telling you we're going to find you a Chiefs fan somewhere here in Minnesota. We found a couple. One of them has not finally agreed. He's wanted to be on. His work schedule is not allowed. But Graham, he's our Chiefs fan for the first time this season on the show. So, Graham, just kind of give us your rundown. What got you into the sport? What made you start watching?
Yeah, so in 2016, I started going to the U and going to all their home football games.
The U of what?
U of M.
Thank you. There to us, is. We hear the U, and we know University of Minnesota, right. But to the rest of the country, then they go
University Gophers, Miami. Roll the boat, all that.
Yeah, roll the boat. Yeah. RTB.
RTB.
Started going there in 2016 and watched more of the... college football, which kind of dragged me into NFL watching on Sundays.
Rashad Bateman's fault.
That is factual. 100% factual. But yeah, and then I started watching the Chiefs play, and I was like, I kind of dig this. Like, their play style. I like their attacks. I like their defense. So,
What was their team? I guess when your first year, then
the quarterback would have been Alex Smith.
Okay, that's the Alex Smith right before the. Run.
That's fair.
All right, though.
Yep.
So you didn't go in like as a Yankees fan right after winning a World Series or something like that.
No.
I got you. Okay, respect.
Yeah. Respect.
There for the rebuild.
Yeah. Yep. He's there for the rebuild.
I got there just in time.
Yeah.
Apparently, you made it just in time. Yeah.
That's why he's smiling. He's never had any pain as a football fan.
Yep. I mean.
Oh, you lost? That sucks.
Yeah. And now he's 6-0, too.
There's definitely been some pain for him as a Chiefs fan. It's just different pain than us being a fan.
Fair.
His pain is, oh, dang, I lost a Super Bowl. Our pain is like, oh, my God, we suck. You know, like, there's a difference there.
Or Achilles is out, you know, something weird like that.
God. Yeah, well, with that, again, welcome to the show, Graham. We're happy to have you on, and hopefully we see you again here.
Yeah, thank you.
This still young yet season, not even at the halfway
point. Not quite.
Not even at the halfway point. But then, of course, last but certainly not least, we got Kev behind the camera, who is applauding himself and now waving as if he's in a parade.
He's done it for.
Looking beautiful.
There we go. That was a great wave.
It was.
Kev. Good job. Yeah, no problem. With that, let's head right into our Week 7 five-game recap. And the first game starting off our Week 7 recap is, of course.
Of course.
The Vikings and the Lions game. Lions traveling to Minnesota to the bank.
To the bank on a beautiful Sunday.
On a beautiful Sunday, actually. Yes, yeah, great fall day. Did they have the doors open on Sunday? I wonder if they did at the bank. They have these giant glass doors that open. I'd imagine they would have, maybe. But
it was a day to do it if you were going to do it.
Sure. Probably the last day to do it, because it's going to be like 50s this week, which I love, but whatever. Now we're talking too much about weather. So
exactly, like a true Minnesotan.
Typical Minnesotans. What are we doing? All right, so anyway, we're talking about football. Yeah, Lions getting the dub, 31-29. It sucks. That one hurts. But I like what you said about a competitive L, right? We can sit here all day and talk about the missed two-point opportunity that they did not get, which would have made it a three-point game.
Yep.
Lions field goal now ties that. Now we go to OT instead. We can talk about the Vikings not getting a first down on that final drive of the game to pretty much seal the deal. But all in all, I mean, a hard-fought game. I'm not scared of the Lions, you know what I mean? Now that I know we can handle them.
Yeah.
Because most likely, right, if the Vikings are going to be a playoff team, you got to play this team, being the Lions, you got to play them three times, most likely, this season. Potentially three times is a better word.
Yeah.
You got to lose one of them, right? So now we might as well travel to their home a little bit later in the season, beat them.
True.
And then beat them in the playoffs. You know, might as well. If we got to lose one, right?
We'll have the first seed and we'll just buy and play the backups that week.
And not
18.
Even need to play.
Yeah, so and then play them later on if need be. But
fair enough.
That's me wishing and dreaming fair after enough. Taking the L. Yeah.
Optimistic.
But Trey, did you catch the game? Obviously, you're a Vikings fan, but.
Yeah.
So what did you see that excites you as a. As a fan of the purple,
I didn't see the entire game. Kiddo had hockey, so I was kind of loosely watching on the phone and whatnot. But I don't know. I mean, an L is an L, but like you had said, it's
going
not
along the competitive L.
Yeah, like it's not a hard loss. It's definitely. I mean, it was a close game. Like if you were within three. I don't know. I think things that stood out. Granted, we gave up more points than we scored. Defense looked super solid. I wasn't mad at it. Really liked. I don't know. I think Brian Flores has a really fun way of running a defense. Like, I'm sure that hammer's been, or the nail's been hit on the head quite a bit.
But fun's a good way to put
just
it.
Like,
it's unique. It's different. It's,
super
fun. It's you know,
yeah, like,
you know?
You don't know what you're getting. And, like, think that's kind of super fun.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. Predictability's kind of lame.
And, like, for sure. Yeah. And his defense has been super unpredictable. And the really crappy part is Jared Goff tore that apart.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I mean, he went 22
for
25. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He just tore it up.
He did.
He tore it up.
But that's the same thing of any team. If you can run the ball, then you can do play action, and that helps your quarterback out. And that's what we really saw that game play out to be for, you know, and vice versa. We did it too, you know, and we were a player away too, you know, from being a different game. So I don't feel horrible. Now also someone's mentioned about being competitive, you know, and that game the whole time, so I'm good with it.
Good with the loss, you can accept it.
I'm never happy about it, but you know,
if you're taking
you can survive the rest of this week.
True, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
If you're taking an L, I'd take L over those guys or to the Lions.
True,
Like the
going
Vikings,
in 5-0,
like the Vikings got the Rams this week. Hypothetically, I do not want to lose to the Rams.
I know.
No offense to the Rams, they play tough. We've talked about them this season already a little bit. We'll get to it.
But
Detroit, like you said, you mentioned their rushing game. I know David Montgomery only had 31 yards on the 9 carries there, but like So they're called Sonic and Knuckles now, is what they officially came online.
I haven't heard that.
Sonic and Knuckles, Montgomery and Jameer Gibbs.
I gotcha.
Kind of, which is kind
Genesis,
of BA.
Sega Genesis reference.
Unfortunately. You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Why not?
Because they don't like each other. Sonic and Knuckles don't like each other.
I got it. Oh, you're going deep
true,
on this.
Yeah, I like it.
So, yeah. So, Trey,
doesn't
you got to
off the tongue good for you. You know? It's not Batman and Robin.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get on the X-Sphere. Yeah, you know, on the Twitter sphere.
Oh, okay.
But on the X sphere.
Yeah.
But you got to get on. But you got to get on there now, and you got to let them know. Like, hey,
I'll go tell them.
This isn't gonna work, fellas.
Like, hey,
all right.
I don't know if you know this.
This isn't gonna work.
They don't really like each other.
But Amon-Ra St. Brown does his thing. What I love and absolutely hate about Amon-Ra is his ability to sit down and find the soft spot in his own defense, which sucks. Or, God forbid, every time Flores would send fellows up the middle, or even from the outside. If Flores was sending a blitz on third down, Goff was finding the dude only 5 yards down the field, right in the middle of the field, on a slant, hitch, whatever.
They arguably have the top three offensive line probably in the NFL, too.
I agree.
That helps,
Oh, absolutely.
They're just a good football team, Losing Hutchinson, obviously, is a big... but I mean, per conversation pre the show of him possibly coming back at a late playoff run,
allegedly by the Super Bowl, Aiden Hutchinson can come back.
Yeah. It's not confirmed. Sources say
whatever, bro. that's assuming that you're gonna make the Super Bowl too. So why don't we calm down, Lions?
You won
one game against the undefeated Vikings at the time.
We'll give you that. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Yep. Our first loss at home this season, by the way.
True.
But before we move on from the Vikings and Lions game. So you being a Chiefs fan, the possibility of facing, if you guys make a deep run, make it to the Super Bowl, right, hypothetically, the possibility of facing, let's just say, any team from the NFC North right now.
Yeah.
Probably not the Bears, right? But let's throw them in there because who knows? They could go on a run. I don't think they're beating out the Lions straight up. And right now the Vikings are pretty solid, too. And the Packers have shown their own, too, and just beat a good team this week as well. So. Any of those three teams, but let's talk about the Lions specifically. So you as a Chiefs fan, if you had to face the Lions in like the Super Bowl this season, what would startle you about that? What scares you about the Lions?
I mean, the big thing for me is their defense. They really seem to stop a lot of passes and stop a lot of runs right up the middle too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that we do with Kareem Hunt just as much as Aaron Jones does. So that would definitely be a big concern for me.
Kareem looked nice this weekend too.
Indeed.
He looked a much needed missing piece from the Chiefs offense.
Indeed.
For sure.
It was definitely reminiscent of the 2017 and 2018.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Must be nice.
Well, but just looking back at like his stats for those seasons, he's right on track to actually beat out those two seasons. So that's pretty cool.
Interesting. Well, we'll see about the development of Kareem Hunt throughout the year. But, no, I was just curious if anything, startles you about the Lions, but their defense. Okay, fair enough.
Their defense
which
is what
funny enough because the Chiefs' offense to this point has struggled a little bit. So I would say the Lions' defense for the Chiefs specifically would be a concern.
Yep.
100%.
And their offense. I mean, they're averaging, I think they're averaging 30 a game.
Yeah.
That's elite level too, So back to what you're saying about the Chiefs not putting up a ton of points. I think they've gone two consecutive weeks without a touchdown pass.
Yep.
Yeah. So into that conversation, the Lions, they got a squad.
They're concerning.
They're concerning.
I mean, they're probably the favorite, what I would say amongst the group would agree, other than the Vikings, the top NFC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
So
I mean, at the moment,
Motor City
for sure, they're playing well.
The way San Francisco is kind of collapsing right now, other things. So
that's a good point. That's a good point.
They're getting destroyed by injuries.
Yeah,
100%. But so moving right along from Detroit, somehow magically barely beating the undefeated Minnesota Vikings this week. But anyway, moving along.
Check the tape.
Gotta take that cape off here. Okay, so Texans traveled to the Packers. And the Packers kicker coming up with a clutch kick, getting the dub.
New kicker.
In Lambeau. That's a big one. What's going on with Houston, because they're right there, obviously had the win in hand.
They're hurt.
Came down to a kick. Well, and like you just said, right after we released recorded the episode and before we released this episode, a bunch of injuries came out for the Texans and
yep.
a bunch of people weren't playing defensively. And, you know, that showed a little bit, but they still hung in there.
Well, they were competitive in the first half. Joe Mixon had a couple touchdowns. They had five defensive starters.
Thank God he's back.
And Nico Collins is a – you could tell how it changes. Because I think what it's the old Stroud do, 10 for 24 or something?
21.
Something yeah, goofy like that. Yep, 10 so, for like, 21. One of a career-low game. So, and the Packers got a, you know, decent little squad, too. I mean
– I like their defense, personally, know? But –
their defense is not bad, and their receiving core is pretty good. Josh Jacobs got his first NFL touchdown after what? 6 years. Yep.
First receiving yep. NFL touchdown, Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, I think he had some wow. streak for, like, the most receptions without a touchdown reception.
He annoys me. And it's because now, because he's a Packer. Like, I was okay, watching the okay, game a little bit, okay. and I see him break a run a little bit. I'm like, oh, come on, dude. Like, I think it was probably his long run, the 27-yarder or whatever, and I'm just like, come on. Like I'm already sick of seeing number 8 in their uniform. Although I will give them credit, those Packers all white with the white helmet, that was pretty dope. Until the Vikings all white,
copied us.
They
though,
did
but,
for sure. Theirs released first, yeah. which sucks. But yeah, they copied us
preseason.
But like staying on the Texans really quick, you saw finally the difference that a healthy Joe Mixon will make.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
change that offense big time.
It did, you know.
Even with the 10 completions by Stroud, the 115 yards will get it done. You know, averaging 4.6, that's a drive mover. That's a, you know, on what the Vikings need at the end of their game. You know, you got to keep the drive moving.
Yep.
And it just, I mean, we've talked about it all year, about establishing the run, that to open up pass plays, right? So, not to bring up Madden. Graham has been playing a lot of Madden.
I have.
The new one?
I imagine you've dabbled in Madden.
I have. I was literally playing it today.
All right.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. Okay. So for both of you then, when you're playing Madden, do you play online like against random people or computer, whatever?
Doesn't Not really, no.
Do you have, so, okay, Trey, let me just start with you then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have some sort of offensive game plan at all? Or are you just like,
no.
yo, I'm picking this,
coach's
and we're going to ride it.
Throw
it
to the post every time, baby.
Hot routes all the time. I change them. I have fun.
Fair enough. Or just run the same play over and over again.
We gotta quote three times. Hot routes, change them all the time. Have fun.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Undefeated Vikings were hot.
Undefeated like, Vikings?
I like
eight
it.
8-0?
8-0 so far.
What difficult
like the vibe.
What difficult are you playing on?
Not that high.
fair enough. So, all right, I know you play a lot online, yep. Graham. When you play online, do you feel you have to just – I'm just talking about the game of football in general. Do you feel you have to establish the run even in Madden at all?
I would say
to open
so.
Up anything
I would,
else.
For I sure. would definitely say so.
You think so too?
The reason why I say that is you got to mix it up. You got to make sure that your opponent's not expecting what's going to happen next.
It's a chess match.
Exactly, and that's the best way you can do it.
Okay. Okay. I'm playing chess.
Share the ball too, you know?
Yeah, spread the ball around.
And it's kind of fun to run it.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
No, anything to get you positive yards, you got to gain ground, especially early, so you can gain momentum. I think momentum's a real thing in the NFL, and you really it can change. But I think it's a real thing, and you got to gain momentum, and positive yards are going to do that. If you can get 3 yards a carry, okay, well, now you're 4th and 1. Awesome math.
Yeah.
Yep.
Might have you.
I mean, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a math game. That's exactly what it is. For that's sure. why typically overall first down plays are short, quick, you know, even passing wise, the NFL's kind of switched to that style of.
And that's what the Texans try to do is that short, quick passing game.
And then they go Nico, get Nico rolling. But
right. And without him, they don't really have that crazy deep threat. You know, Tank Dell's kind of that interior guy. Did he even play Tank Dell?
I don't think I saw. I didn't see.
I don't even know if he played. But anyway.
He did, but he didn't. He had 4 targets, no catches. So,
yep.
Fair enough.
Big bucket of oats for your farmers
Big
out there.
Big bucket of oats.
No. It means nothing.
it means nothing.
So, Trey, real quick before we move on, since you're a Vikings fan through and through, obviously.
Dude, bleed purple till the dead.
That a boy.
Oh, for sure. There we go. That's what we're talking about,
whatever.
Man. That's what we're talking about. Anyway, where was I going with this here? Oh, since I asked Graham what scares him about the Lions, what is there anything that concerns you about the Packers that you've seen this year, like when Vikings inevitably play them again?
I mean, not necessarily. I guess I just haven't really followed them all that much. But like,
fair enough.
I don't know. I think they're also a really good squad. To steal what you said, but I don't know. There's a reason why the Vikings are on top of the NFC. Or ew. NFC North, I should say.
But yeah, there's three real good teams right now.
Oh, they absolutely are.
Best,
like,
best of it in football.
Across the board, yeah.
Best of it in football.
Four very, very good teams in there. So,
yeah. I mean, they, you know, and they're healthy too. So they got Alexander back. So the Packers are going to be squad. And it seems like the whole NFC North schedule is we're playing, all of us are getting a nice draw on the schedule.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what the Bears, obviously, you can see they're reaping the benefits of that easier schedule to start, too. And then ours is coming up. Our next five games.
A little bit easier. Yeah. So we should be able to, the Vikings, should be able to put together a run
here. Like we're on the team.
And, said you bleed purple,
for sure,
buddy.
For sure. My parting thought for this Packers-Texans game.
Okay, bring it.
Again, Christian Watson on my crap list.
You love him.
Censored myself there. One reception, negative 4 yards. Let's move on. our next game in the list would be the Ravens at the Bucks, which is actually currently happening. We are recording a day earlier than we normally would, but right now the Ravens are up 27-10 on the Bucks in the third quarter. It appears, again, we've been here, so we have not been watching.
Yeah. Well, it was 10-0 to start.
This is true.
Right.
And
right.
Then now it's 27 unanswered.
Now it's unanswered, kind of like the Vikes game all of a sudden. Not 10-0 right away, but.
And, hey, Mike Evans out there, I hope we could hope that hammy's all right.
Yeah, allegedly went down with a hammy. He's on Rob's fantasy team, so he's
And
little,
I needed two more points out of him, so.
Thanks.
He's a little disappointed.
I just hope you get better. That's all. It's not about my fantasy team.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You were sad earlier.
Oh, dang. Trey's calling him
on
out.
On camera.
Trey's
out.
First time here, and he's just going to call him out like, no, you're a flat-out liar. Rashad Bateman, 3 receptions for 113 right now.
Indeed.
And a Todd.
That a boy. Go Govs.
You already know. Skiuma, represent.
Row that boat.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing to say right now. Lamar Jackson, 14 for 18. For 256 of 3 TDs, absolutely going off. Mixon, 5 carries for 30 yards. You know, when he's not running the ball, you still got King Henry back there. I mean, that Baltimore offense is just showing
they're
extremely dangerous
right now.
And they, bear with me, Graham, but they might be the best AFC team right now. I think they could beat the Chiefs.
I mean, they were a couple toes away from almost being that team.
Big toe, yeah. That's right. You know? Big toe away, you know? or white cleats away from winning.
Rookie mistake. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they had that weird game against the Raiders, you know, that I don't know what happened.
Anomaly.
That game.
Anomaly.
Yeah, it was kind of. And then ever since then, they're looking tough.
They're going to be a scary team.
They've been rolling.
Come time. Now,
they tighten their shoelaces.
Yep.
But again, though, let me just say this really quick. If we do get that matchup, the Ravens versus the Chiefs in the playoffs, I'm sorry, man, but Pat Magic, I don't understand. Patrick's got some magic back there in the playoffs. That dude is ridiculous. He just keeps stuff alive. And Lamar Jackson has proved yet to get to the big game. So it's just like, is this finally the year? I don't know. I feel like we could say that for the past 3 years about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Yep. Now, however, adding Derrick Henry is a big difference. So is that going to be the difference. That final piece that they need to make this offense just insanely potent.
But let's get to the playoffs, first of all.
I'm hearing what you're saying over there.
You know, I'm probably walking down the same path.
Digging what you dug.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm digging what you dug.
Because right now, the Chiefs are on the opposite side. They're getting hurt.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry, I missed your joke.
I was just saying.
No, he said, I'm digging what you dug.
I'm digging what you dug, dog.
Smooth.
I like it.
Smooth. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, moving on. Our next game. Seahawks at Atlanta Falcons. Seahawks getting the dub there, 34-14. The week I finally do not choose the Sea Chicken Seahawks, to win the game. And they, of course, win this week. Unbelievable. Falcons look lost again a little bit. Like, we thought they had found their identity, and again, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know.
Did you get to see the game much of it, or did you see a little bit of highlights?
I saw a little bit of the highlights. I'm just not that impressed. You know, Kirk, of course, didn't look that bad, but those two picks were disgusting.
I mean, this is that typical a game of two halves. I mean, it was a competitive game until that fumble that they ran back, and then after that it was a completely different game. You know, so. Yeah, it was competitive half. So yeah,
but Seahawks proven. Hey, we're here. We're here to battle. Who do they got this week? We almost chose them again. They play a tough one this week again. Give me one sec. The Seahawks play the Bills. So if the Seahawks could pull that off, you gotta take them at least a little bit for real, winning the NFC West, which was not a conversation earlier this season.
No, it is not. Yeah, but yeah.
Think about it, though. If they beat the Bills, though, then they got the Rams. That's going to be tough division, right? But then you got the 49ers. If they can go, 2-1 in those next three against, you know, at least two of those three teams are tough. And the Rams have battled, though. I mean, the Rams are not an easy game either right now. They've shown us that. So if you can go 2-1 in the next three, I think the Seahawks could be battle-tested for a long haul.
Right now, they're changing my mind right now, and especially now in that West of taking it, you know.
I know. I gotta take them a little bit more serious.
I like it.
How you feel? So, with the 34-14, first off, since you guys are new here, between the Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, both being in the NFC South, who would you have taken to win that division? I'd like to say not knowing what you do now, but that's a complete waste of our time. You already know all of that. So knowing to this point in the season, who do you have winning the NFC South? Hypothetically between the Falcons and the Bucs right now. Because Panthers ain't doing anything and the Saints are treading water.
I'd probably go with the Bucs.
Okay. Just like
what makes you say that?
Smelty over there.
I chose Bucs.
I think they've got a good good kind of mentality right now at this part of the season.
Fair enough.
I like how their plays are unfolding. They're making a lot of room on the front end, and they're still making some really nice passes with Baker. So
yeah, no, I do like Baker. I would have took Baker here in Minnesota. You know, if we didn't figure it out with Darnold or whatever, and Baker was not signed yet for a longer deal, I would have took him here.
I would agree with that.
So we'll just X-nay tonight's game.
Even though they're getting throttled right now.
Yeah. What about you, Trey?
Brother, I'm in the same boat.
I like Buccaneers, the Bucs too? Falcons?
I like Baker Mayfield.
You're the only one at this table that thinks the Falcons are going to win the AFC South.
Yeah, I do, yeah. So I'm Kirko chains, baby.
Trust me. I'm a big Kirk fan. I do like Kirk Cousins. Yeah. I was a little bit salty, but it's working out kind of ish right now. I say kind of ish, like we're 5-1, but the Vikings. Saying we, you guys missed me. I was shooting up out there.
I saw you.
I had three tackles. It was all special teams, but I take pride. Totally. You know what I mean? So
I mean, we got four. If the Bucs lose tonight, they're gonna be tied on top of the division.
It's a toss up right now.
So
it's a toss up between those two.
Actually, the Falcons will take it because they're 3-0 in the division.
Who's 3-0 in the division?
The Falcons are.
They are. In the division. Okay. Yep. Sorry.
So that'll be the first tiebreaker.
Okay, so they would be leading, but they play next week. And, of course, we chose not to have them in our game slate this week.
We thought about it.
Because we're trying to change it up. Yeah, we're trying to get everybody's teams involved. So you'll see. We got some weird ones coming this week.
Weird.
But that'll be a great matchup, you know. That'll give us a good, what do they say, litmus test?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Exactly.
Yep.
You said it spot on.
Brilliant.
I have my high school diploma. Anyway. What was I talking
Fact
about? Oh,
that.
But no, that'll be a great test, yeah, to see, you know, who's going to take that edge right now for the NFC South. A lot of season left, obviously.
A lot of season.
It's a battle between those two. Let's move along. Let's see. There's only one person, I think, that took the Seahawks. By the way, with our standings, I will update that next week, okay? We got 2 weeks to update. I need to get that updated for us so you guys know who's winning at Banner with the Boys. Yeah. So this is actually a good opportunity for you to pause the video right now. Go follow us on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and I will update the standings there this week at some point, and you'll be able to find them there. You know, in case you don't want to wait for next week's episode, which I get because you got to know who to make fun of. I understand.
You can make fun of me because I did not do well this week.
Did not do well.
I think I went 0-5.
I'm not putting that on record.
Wait a minute. Nope, I went 1-4. I got the Steelers win. Boop, boop. Anyway.
Dub's the dub.
Hey, moving on. Anyway, yeah. So our final game that we got to recap here would be the Jets traveling to Pittsburgh last night. Did either of you guys, first off, before I ask Rob's opinion, did either of you guys catch that game last night?
I did watch it.
What did you think of just the game as a whole, first off? Because I got opinions about the game as a whole, but...
Yeah.
You know, the game as a whole, I'd say the Steelers were pretty exciting. The Jets were definitely more on the lackluster side, kind of back to 2 years ago almost.
Sure.
Which is concerning for them.
Now, they are going through, you know, a new head coach. This is what? New head coach's second game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is his name? Do you know his name, Rob?
I do not. I called him the bearded coach now.
The bearded he's new head coach.
Yeah, he's got it's a big old beautiful thing.
Yeah. BNHC, bearded new head coach.
I mean, he looks like a Navy SEAL.
I'm not going to remember that. But anyway, so they're going through that, right? You just went and got Devontae, who magically had a hamstring heal overnight.
That's a pretty wild healing.
Well, hopefully that Mike Evans has the same thing happen. Sorry.
He's going to be seeing Mike Evans in his nightmares tonight, like limping off the field or something.
All right.
No! Wake up with a cold sweat.
Let's sit over here and cry so we can edit out the tear sounds in them later on.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Sorry.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Jets Steelers. So Jets got a lot of work to do. I think with Devontae getting there, though, I wonder when is their bye week? Because they need one like no other, just to regroup. Yeah.
Get all back together and be on the same page. That's definitely what they're missing right now.
I'm not seeing it on here. So, there it is. It's between November 17th and December 1st. So they got a long ways to go.
You got a few more weeks, y'all.
So they got to figure their stuff out now if they still want a shot at Buffalo for the division, to say the least. But I'd imagine adding a guy like Devontae Adams, even to your receiver room, is going to help everybody else. He's going to be a guy that's going to draw coverage and maybe open up a guy like Garrett Wilson for better opportunities or open up their tight end, Tyler Conklin, for better opportunities, former Vice represent.
You got a touchdown.
I know. Yep. I know. Heck yeah. Hey, open them up. You know what I mean? Because Conklin has not had a very awesome year so far to this point. So it's good to see
that whole team hasn't had an awesome year.
They haven't. So, that's what I was going to bring up. To start the game, that first half for a minute, there's a couple series in a row, like two series for the Jets, two series for the Steelers, that both quarterbacks looked so atrocious that I turned the game off for a minute. So I was like,
would you flip it over to the WNBA and watch that? An atrocious third, fourth quarter?
I did. So wrong. And I agree with Cheryl Reeves. She was like,
no, I know.
That was stolen.
It was stolen.
Anyway, don't get me started.
I know.
Because I did. And then the Lynx lost. That pissed me off. So I went back to watch this game. And then I was like, why are we starting the fourth quarter and it's 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
What is going on? Like, this... I'm getting old, dang it. Like, I need to go to bed. This is
You'll be fine. And so will be the Jets because they get the Patriots coming up next. So hopefully that'll be a good restart game for them. This was another game that was kind of the Jets were winning at half again. And then you had a couple of weird bounces. One ball hits Garrett Wilson in the chest, bounces off, and they return it, I think, all the way back to the one. Mm. It was Russell Wilson's welcome back party. Yep. He balled out a little bit, two touchdown passes.
Second half was much better than his first half.
Yeah, shaked off that rust a little bit. They got the running game going against the
Najee
Jets.
Najee looked great.
Which
Najee
is kind of, you know.
Good for Najee.
So,
the
Jets got to figure it out. And this is the week they need to figure it out. Because then they go with Texans. And that's not a game that right now that if I was picking, I'm not picking the Jets over the Texans right now.
No
so,
chance.
I mean, this is their, hey, we're, you know, if this is going to work kind of here, but because if they lose that game, which I don't think they will, I mean, I think they're done.
If the Jets lose the game to the Texans?
To the Patriots.
Oh, to the Patriots. You think they're losing to the Patriots?
No, I don't think they will, but if they do,
Yeah.
So.
For sure. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Jets are a dumpster fire right now, but they do got their guy. They got a couple of their guys, so hopefully they can figure it out and right the ship. Yeah. But they got to right it this week. and not lose to the Patriots.
Their line is still, our offensive line is absolutely hurting them. I mean, that's the elephant in the room right now in that team.
Well, and it was glaring against the Pittsburgh defense that's pretty dang solid right now.
Which
probably
is
the
true.
Best in their division.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But, you know, but every week, you know, a lot of teams have that guy that they got to stop, and they're not even stopping average guys right now. Right.
For sure, for sure. So, Trey, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you catch any part of this game last night? I forget.
Dog, I totally did. Enough. I watched some of that WNBA game. And
have you seen any, which is fair enough, by the way.
Yeah. Gotta represent.
Lynx.
Go Lynx.
Stolen.
Best second place team.
We won.
Best second place team.
So have you seen Aaron Rodgers play at all this year? Obviously, you know who Aaron Rodgers
is. Yep.
Aaron Rodgers being 40 years old.
I think he looks old as dirt.
When do you hang it up? You know what I mean?
Dude, I think he was hanging it up last year when he tore his Achilles.
Oh, you wouldn't have even came back from that.
I don't think you come back from that.
You don't want to prove nothing.
No, absolutely not. Like, you've won your bowl. And like
he did.
Dude, you're
ego.
Not playing on.
Yeah, come on.
Ego?
Like, yeah,
no, you're 100%. And like, look at how he's acted off the field in the last 5 years. Like, it's
he's
kind of a
some,
tool.
Well, it's the ayahuasca.
Yeah, he's done some interesting decisions.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know?
Like, you've ran your
dark
course.
Dark retreat. Here, you're right. There have been a couple things.
He's
actually.
He's been wild, dude. Like, it's one of the most interesting sagas to follow.
He's getting in touch with.
He's getting in touch with what?
But if he wasn't famous, nobody would care.
Yeah.
If he is what?
If he wasn't famous, nobody would care.
Fair enough.
Yeah, nobody would bat an
eye. I don't know. I think you hang them up after that injury. Like, I'm glad you came back. That's super cool. Come back in, like, a coaching fashion or something along those lines. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not.
But, so you think.
Supermodels is the only thing he's coaching.
So this, what?
Supermodels.
So you're thinking he needs to hang it up this year, though.
100%. I think he's done. Because he just looks, he doesn't look the same. Like,
fair enough. He's not moving around the pocket as
bringing back.
He looks old.
Bringing back the purple people eaters. Look at that. Look at that game we had against them. Like, he looked horrendous. It wasn't a fun game to watch. Like, granted, we got a dub. But, like,
fair enough.
It wasn't that entertaining. It's not the Aaron Rodgers that I know.
Yeah. No, and I just wanted to ask because he's all over media all the time. He's on the Pat McAfee show, and it's always going blah, blah, blah. What's your take on Aaron Rodgers?
I would disagree to a certain degree.
Really?
Whoa.
Because I don't think he's really the weak spot on that team right now.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
I think he's still definitely a contender looking at our current quarterbacks across the league. I'd say that he's definitely still a contender.
Do you think he contender for a Super Bowl? Like, do you think he can take a team to a Super Bowl?
I don't
still?
Think he could take a team
Not
to a Super
Bowl. Not like saying specifically the Jets, but like, could he? Does he still have enough?
I think he could definitely make it well into playoffs.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, that's fine. It kind
probably,
of
probably not with the Jets, but
ooh, not with the Jets, because I think he still wants to play a couple more years. But yeah,
I don't think he's gonna make Tom Brady's 45.
He's not Tom Brady, though.
No,
like,
nobody is. That dude took care of his body.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like.
But a non-competitive year this year, then I could see him exiting stage left.
Yeah. Do you think so? Or does he, like, at some point this season be like, you know what, I'm going to sit, heal my body, and we'll come back strong next year? Or is that an option you give a guy like Aaron Rodgers or not really?
But into your 40s.
Yeah, what 40-year-old's ever going to be like, yeah, I'm totally feel way better suddenly.
I feel great.
Hey, I don't know. I'm not there yet.
Dude, I sit down now. I'm like, I'm not coming back.
Look at
here, laddie. Nah, but yeah. So anyway, with that pretty much wraps up our week 7 recap. And like I said, we'll be coming at you with some standings update for our personal Banner with the Boys standings here. Next week, but hey, keep an eye on our Facebook page because it will probably end up there this week as well if you do not want to wait. With that, let's head right into our tent talk. And to start off our tent talk fashionably, fire up.
Horns up. Horns up. Yeah, dude, horns up. What are you doing?
You obviously don't watch the pod.
Yeah.
You're obvious.
Fire up. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, anyways, wow, losing my train of thought here. Starting off the injuries, throwing me off. Deshaun Watson goes down with his Achilles.
He gone.
If you saw the replay, you can see that thing pop all the way up the back of his calf. Ooh.
It's like a bungee cord.
That sucks. He was obviously distraught going off the field, done probably for the season, and that's going to be a tough recovery. Probably DTR to start for now there in Cleveland, but my boy Jameis is also there lurking, waiting.
Waiting.
Jaden Daniels week to week with a rib injury. which, I mean, they got to have them this week. It's going to go up. They're going up against a solid, you know, somewhat solid defense in Chicago. And, of course, first couple picks versus each other, got to have it. Got to have that one. Tua set to return from practice this week after his latest concussion.
Welcome back.
Jonathan Taylor also set to return to practice this week for the Colts after he missed the last three games with his ankle. Juju Smith-Schuster will be down this week with his hamstring. He left the game, I believe, early, if I'm not mistaken.
It was pretty early on.
Yeah, yeah. Vegas quarterback Aiden O'Connell to the IR with a fractured thumb to miss 4 to 6 weeks.
More Minshew time.
More Minshew time. Minshew time in Vegas. Derek Carr is now throwing for the Saints, but no idea if he will be ready this week. I think it's just a formality, just getting loose.
It's a process.
I'd expect us probably still see Spencer Rattler for now.
God, that was ugly, though.
That was not ideal. That was his opportunity, too. He needed that.
And some of Haener as well, I would expect.
Yeah, fair enough. Where did he come from?
Who?
Haener?
Yeah.
He was a rookie last year for the Saints.
Okay. Where did he go to college? Haener. I don't know who that is.
I'm drawing a blank.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't know where he went.
Do you know him because you pulled some of his rookie cards last year when ripping cards?
I actually have a whole bunch of it.
Yeah.
So, hey, if there's any, what's his first name?
Jake.
If there's any Jake Haener fans here, you need to get in contact with Graham because he's got you on the hookup for the rookie card.
Should I throw a guess? Fresno State. I'm just going there.
Just a shot in the dark.
Just feels like a passing off.
Not because Derek Carr was in the Saints and he went to Fresno State.
No, I didn't go there, but I can see it now.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Deebo Samuel, of course, to the hospital with pneumonia. So hopefully there's even, like, fluid in his lungs and all that. Like, not good. Yep. So he was not looking good last night in the game either. I think he left the game early as well.
He left the game early, looking like he was going to spill some chunks.
Yeah, not ideal. Heal up, Deebo. That offense is a little bit different. Especially with the next guy, Brandon Ayuk. Done for the season, torn MCL and ACL.
Yep.
That's a pretty big loss for a guy that just got paid.
Yeah.
So you're without Deebo, you're without Ayuk.
But they've got Ricky Pearsall coming back to practice.
Ricky Pearsall, he played.
Oh, did he?
I don't think he did much, but he did play, after getting shot. So
Rolex.
Getting shot for the Rolex. Oh, anyway. So yeah. That pretty much wraps up the injuries. I'm sure I missed a couple lower tier ones. Anything else that pops off the top of your head? Anything from the Chiefs I might have missed? Maybe that.
No, just the main one of Juju.
Yeah, Juju. Yeah. So, and got to have as many guys in that position right now as possible with losing Rashee Rice too for the season. It's not ideal. Less than ideal, one could say.
Yeah.
Anyway, news. Since we did not talk about this last week. Since there was no show, we have touched on it already. Obviously, the Jets went out and obtained Davante Adams, I think, for a third-round pick, if I'm not mistaken.
I actually didn't see it, but they got him.
I think it was a third-round pick. And word on the street is that Hassan Reddick is actually going to be showing up today, allegedly, to the Jets facility and be a part of the team. I don't know if he actually did. But I heard
is it because they're playing the Patriots? You think that's his comeback?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Heck of a comeback.
I don't know. Did he sign a new deal? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they were able to finally come to an agreement. And I don't know. Anyway, back in the building. Anyway, Hassan Reddick ends holdout, agrees to deal with Jets. Yeah. Woohoo for them. Mike Evans, your boy, becomes 11th player in NFL history to 100 touchdowns, I think, on tonight's touchdown.
Was it tonight?
I think it was tonight.
Okay.
I think it happened while we were recording this, so that's pretty cool.
Then got hurt dropping a second touchdown.
Well, calm down. Hey, you only get so much out of them, okay? You got to play the long game for your fantasy team. But, no, just more players making history this season.
Like it.
We've already seen a couple. Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, I think, to name a few. I think there's one other. Oh, Jake would be upset that I didn't mention Derrick Henry also making history as well, which we did mention, so...
We've mentioned already too many times.
He's Jake.
Like coming Jerry Rice of the rushing records.
It's a stud.
He is. Good. I'm hating on it. Jake, I love a little Derrick Henry.
He's just cheering for the wrong purple. Like, yeah, we know that. We know that. Anyway, That pretty much wraps up injuries and news, unless you guys have any other news you saw.
Other than
crazy.
Garrett Browns.
Oh, on the
Miles
on the trade block
might be getting chopped around.
On the move.
So that'd be interesting.
I don't even know. You know, maybe next week if he's not moved yet, we can bring up salaries and see who even has room for a guy like that.
Because the deadline's going to be coming up here.
I think it's week 9.
Yeah,
I think it used to be week 8, but I think they moved it back this season to week 9.
They moved it back a week or two, which I like because, you know, it creates some interesting conversation.
Should. It should be. Yeah, no, 100%. Which, if it was at week 8 before, well, the season used to end at week 16.
True.
So I guess.
Right.
So maybe they just didn't move it along when they made the season.
They fixed that, just not the kickoff.
Right. You don't like it?
I don't feel like it's enhanced.
Definitely not
the game.
Creating any opportunities like they thought it would.
Exactly. Yeah. Every team's just kicking, choosing pretty much.
But
to
is
kick
it?
It
but is it drastically changing the concussion numbers? You know, I don't know because that's one of the main plays that you get. I mean, it's full on.
It's football. There's concussions on every play.
I hear you.
I
would be curious. You know, maybe I'll look that up.
Yeah,
but,
see if there's a study on it.
Just see if there's a difference. You know.
That'd be an interesting
through week 8 or whatever, if there's been a change.
True. I feel like it's a music.
Somebody's going to have it. But, yeah, anyway.
He's right.
Going on a tangent here. Typical. But, anyway, that pretty much wraps our news, wraps our tent talk, and let's head right into Bonehead Move of the Week.
Genius!
So, Bonehead Move of the Week. I can't remember... What are you doing? I can't remember. That was throwing me off. That was creepy. I can't remember.
Happy Halloween.
Whose fans it was, but we talked. Oh, it was California fans.
Yeah,
that's
the California
what it was earlier
fans
in the
were,
season.
Yeah.
So I got more fans on the Bonehead Move
Who
of the
spreading?
Week.
Spreading?
That's spreading. Well, but this one's a given.
Okay.
So I'm going to hate here, but it's the Philly fans. We know.
Of course.
We know this, right?
They may have
doesn't
been
matter
nominated.
What sport. Let's just go with they're extremely passionate.
They
about
are.
Their professional sports there in Philadelphia. But they're freaking out and wanting to fire Sirianni after a win.
Oh, really?
You know? Now, it wasn't this week. It was last week, but I'm going to rob it for this week because we didn't have a show.
Yep.
But they're freaking out at him, you know, fire him. And he turns around and freaks out at him in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are probably expecting me to pick him as the bonehead for freaking out the fans, which to a point, you do got to stay under control.
Gotcha.
But at some point, like, I mean, we just won. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what else?
Well,
what
else
do
you
want
fans?
From me?
What else would you like? Now they won against Cleveland, but they did just win.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
A dub's a dub.
You know, what else do you want? So,
okay.
Do you think he needs to stay under control with that, or do you like the fact that he turned around and kind of gave it back to the fans? Just jaw-jacking, you know what I mean?
I mean, I don't personally like it, but maybe they needed that.
If KOC for the Vikings turned around and was jaw-jacking
with some of
the fans. That's
not KOC's personality, so, like, he's not that Philly style, you know.
And he does own it there, as far as I would know.
Yeah.
I've never been to Philly, you know what I mean? I'd probably get eaten for lunch in Philly,
so,
to be honest.
Dude, you don't look like
I would never wear my Vikings colors to Lincoln Memorial. No way.
No. That's one stadium you don't do that at.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'd
go watch there for the atmosphere. I'm sure it's fun if you're a Philly fan. I'm sure
I bet
crazy
it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
I bet it is crazy.
But,
yeah. But.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I thought it was wild. Philly fans, that's your coach. You know, you guys still have a chance somehow in that NFC East that's not awesome that has the Commanders just blowing everybody out of the water right now. But how do you guys feel about that? Head coach turn around, giving it back to the fans. Like it, hate it.
I kind of love it.
Yeah,
if I'm being completely honest, I kind of love it. I don't know. It shows you're passionate about your fan base, and you're kind of giving the people what you want. Like, hey, look what we did for you. This is the team we play for. This is my house.
Yeah,
like,
owning it. Kind of taking
absolutely.
Ownership
yeah,
of
like,
it. Like,
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, fire me, but we just won. Like,
yeah, like, we got a dub. What's good?
Yeah,
like,
fair enough.
Doesn't matter. Like, a dub's a dub, and hey. Give it back to the fans.
Any given Sunday.
I'm fine if it's verbally, but like when it's physical, that's when it's...
Yeah, yeah,
that
would have
been a problem.
Yeah. That's the Baltimore fan, Jake. There you are, buddy.
Yeah.
You got fired, I think, and now you got arrested, I think, too.
When did this happen?
It's kind of
last
dope,
weekend.
It's
that happened last weekend?
Yeah, against Commanders. A couple Commander fans just came out down the street after the game and...
Clocked a Ravens fan? Really?
Some buddy recording it, you know.
Just because?
Yeah.
That sucks.
He's that dude, you know.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. Again, why I'm not wearing my colors.
But
like,
company...
I wore purple to an Arizona Cardinals game because that seemed like an inviting environment.
Oh,
there. It seemed fine.
I made the mistake of wearing my Yankees jersey to a Twins game.
What are you doing?
That's like the only time Minnesota fans will like give it to you.
So you are a Yankees fan. I was right earlier.
So I'm actually from Jersey.
Oh, okay. All right.
So no, he's actually legit.
I'll give you the regional,
which is crazy. Love. I'll back him up on the Yankees. Stuff. Right, that's crazy. All right, all right.
I'll give you regional love.
That. I'll let it fly.
I grew up with Derek Jeter's lake house across the lake from me.
Oh, now you're flexing on me.
Whatever.
I never saw him.
First you can win. Now you're living fancy.
Yeah.
With that.
We'll end Derek Jeter and 6-0 is what I got over here, Graham.
That guy. But with that, Kev, let's head into our preview and picks for week 8. And we're back at it with our preview and picks. Fire up, horns up, I guess, to these guys.
Horns up.
Dude, whatever. Purple people eaters.
Whatever. Vikings at Rams, game 1 of our slate this week. Trey, why don't we start with you? You're looking at me with a glimmer of hope in your eye.
Minnesota Moving Company's getting it.
Whoa, pulling out the Minnesota Moving Company. They're going to ground and pound.
All right. I think Aaron Jones is going to have a massive game.
Yeah, maybe a little Chandler, more than 2 touches. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I think it's going to be a fun game.
Okay.
I'm not going to give a final on what I think of. That's fair.
You just got to pick the team.
I think that, I'm not going to say a steamroll, but I think they're going to come out swinging.
I think it's going to be a good game for the good guys.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Good game for the good purple.
Good purple. Shot at Jake and doesn't even know him. All right.
Nerd.
Jake? I like it.
Graham, Vikings traveling to LA to play the Rams. Tuffy.
You know, I got a lot of faith in the Vikings. You know, they had one off game this week, it was super close. It was a good, positive L.
Competitive.
What did we call it?
A competitive L.
That's right.
I wouldn't even say it was an off L. game, though, for being honest.
I know.
Like, I think it was just that. You got beat by a team that is a little stronger in a couple different spots.
And realistically, looking at throwing yards, rushing yards, touchdowns, interceptions, so close.
Oh, absolutely.
Across the board.
It was a good game.
It was a fun game.
So you're taking Vikes, though,
I'm taking Vikings. I think they're going to have a big comeback this week.
For sure.
Have that
for sure.
Fire, you know.
I like the comeback because really they don't need to come back.
They don't
back
need to
from
come back it. From
yeah, yeah.
it.
No, I hear
it
you.
It was a great game.
I hear you.
I think they're going to have a little bit more fire, a little bit more drive coming into this after a competitive loss.
Competitive.
They're tightening it up a little bit at practice, folks, a little harder. Tyler, do you want to tell us what you think?
Yeah, Vikings all day.
What's up? Why'd you even ask?
I agree.
Tell me why.
They're going to rebound this week. Sam Darnold's going to get an opportunity to get some more confidence instilled this week. Now, if he plays like poo, there's concern there for the Vikings offense going forward for the rest of the season. This is an opportunity he needs to seize. It should be a great, you know, if we get TJ Hockenson back, get TJ Hockenson back this week, there's just too many weapons offensively for the Vikings, for the Rams defense to hold on to it.
Yep.
They've made really no replacement for Aaron Donald. Vikes all day, not even close. What's up?
I agree with you. We were saying earlier, the Rams,
they're tough. Don't get me wrong.
They're competitive in every game.
But it's going to be tough.
But like, you know,
still Stafford.
The Vikings need TJ Hockenson back as a nice little extra. Like, more for that short down, talking about, like, you know, that instead of having to run, you know, to be a positive, we can a little more TJ. I think the Rams are just still banged up, especially on the outside and the receiver side. Defensively, I don't know where their tackles are directly. I haven't fully dug into the Rams completely on this, but They're going to be a competitive team. I don't think that at home matters. I think the Vikings are going to travel well there. So
I don't think a home game matters in L.A. ever, unfortunately, so, for either team.
And with that aspect of it, I mean, I think it'll be a competitive game. I think Sean McVay is a really good coach, and he usually has a good game plan, even against, you know, Flo's defense. We'll
see. KOC.
Or KOC. But
KOC's first time back, I think. Ooh, against the Rams, anyway.
Against the Rams, right, yeah. So
I think they played the Chargers last year, but...
So I'd like to, you know, see the Vikings, especially the little Dallas Turner. He only had like 4 snaps this last week. So I don't know if that was more of a scheme scenario.
Yeah, I wonder what that was.
Or, you know, if he tweaked something or something like that. But that, I mean, time helps in the NFL, and the Vikings got a little exposed on some scenarios where they only brought 4 and sat back in coverage, and then Jared Goff ate him up. So, and that's what Stafford can do.
Stafford can do, yeah.
So, you know, that's the same aspect. But I don't think the Rams nearly have the same offensive line as the Lions. So I think a lot of those pressures can, you know, come through. Williams has had a nice season so far running the ball. So, and their defense is surprisingly done okay. So Vikes.
Vikes all day. Vikes all day. Green Bay, the Packers, traveling to the Jacksonville Jaguars, sticking with the theme that we always cover, Minnesota and Green Bay games. You know what? I'll start this one. Screw it. I'm going back to Green Bay. I did not take them last week, and it screwed me over, so I got to go back to Green Bay, and it's against Jacksonville. Green Bay's defense is too good for Jacksonville's lost offense. Yes, they looked good last week against New England, but I just don't think it's going to be a thing. So Green Bay this week for me, Graham.
I'm going to go with the Jags on this one.
Whoa. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Taking the Jags. So, what's up?
Kind of my thoughts behind it. Trevor Lawrence, not currently.
Done.
Not currently injured. Not currently injured.
And has great hair.
Fantastic. Not currently injured. Jordan Love still seems to be, in my opinion, suffering a little bit from his past injury.
Yeah, not 100%.
And he's doing a lot of throwing off the back leg right now, which is good and bad. Because he's not hitting as many passes as I'd like for him to be. In that type of matchup.
Okay, fair enough. So you think it's a quarterback matchup this week?
It is a
Trevor Lawrence beats out Jordan Love because Jordan Love's just not healthy.
Not by a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely
okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Fair enough. Trey, what we got? The Packers traveling to the Jaguars.
I don't like the Packers, but I'm taking them to steamroll them.
I
don't think it's going to be a close game. I feel like for some odd reason it's going to be a blowout.
Ooh, we're going blowout on this one.
Blowout.
Put your money on it. I'm going to try to peek at the spread real quick while you keep talking here.
Dollar dog, because I'm broke. Give you everything I got.
I mean, you're getting paid for being on the show.
Oh, dude, whatever my wage is.
Wait a minute. What? Nope. Nobody's getting paid for this.
Oh, not?
Hold on.
Hey, you guys aren't paying the new guys?
Yeah, obviously. Jeez.
Whoa. No. Anyway, Rob, Green Bay, Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean.
Get shifty with it.
I was trying to look just at the spread of it, but I mean, I think that it doesn't really matter on it. I think it's 4.5. I think Green Bay has a better team here overall. So, but I think Jacksonville's starting to find some stride. Brian Thomas Jr., their rookie receiver at LSU, kind of maybe had his little breakout game. That's one of the things they've been really struggling with, is stretching the field, and their running game's not really been established. So I don't know I don't know if it'll be good enough to beat the Packers right now. So I got to go Packs.
I go with the Packers.
I don't want
that's
to.
Gotta hurt your, that's got to hurt your
it
soul.
It does. It does. But
anyway.
I almost threw up a little when I said it.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I usually do, actually, a little bit. You can hear it. It's disgusting. So here we go.
Gross.
Potentially, Banner with the Boys, Game of the Week.
Game of the Week.
Chicago Bears traveling to the Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. A matchup of, you know, Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels.
Although,
Jaden Daniels is currently week to week, and he may not play. Hopefully he does. This is the matchup we want to see, especially seeing this one on the calendar. Yep. But let's say Jaden Daniels is playing this game. Now, I know if he's not playing, that might change it a little bit. Like, for me, if Jaden Daniels is playing, I'm going Commanders all day. If he doesn't, I think that Bears defense lights up whoever the heck his backup is. I don't even know.
Sam Hartman.
The Bears defense lights up Sam Hartman, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going Commanders thinking that Jaden Daniels is going to play.
Okay.
Personally. Okay. And I think this would be an awesome matchup to watch. Everybody wants to know.
It's fun.
We haven't started with you yet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's in, you know, one pick versus the second pick overall. First half of the season, everyone's kind of thinking Daniels was. Williams is starting to play a little better. Looks like the game's slowing down a little bit.
I'm telling you, it's not time to give up on Caleb Williams.
I wasn't giving up on him. I just don't think he was ready. He was missing reads here and there. I mean, still missing reads here and there. But that defense is making that, you know, them competitive in every game.
Opportunities.
So this will be interesting, though, because I think this Washington's really, other than playing the Ravens, but I think the Bears' defense is almost maybe better than the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So we'll see that. I'm going to go with Chicago.
You think the Bears' defense is better than the Ravens' defense?
They're pretty close.
Yeah, we'll table that. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Right. But Bears. Okay. No, I feel you. That's a tough game for me. I think with all of our picks, when I send them out, that's going to be a 50-50 game.
And I'm picking that because of the Bears defense.
No, and I hear you 100%. It's going to be tough. It'll be a tough test. Even if Jaden plays, it's going to be a tough test. And if he plays, how is he feeling with that rib, right? Rib injuries are joke.
He's still going to feel it.
If you watch the Netflix show, Kirk Cousins played with rib injury all game. After every hit, it's just insane.
It's just pain tolerance. That's all it is. That's all he's going to be dealing with that whole, no matter what.
We'll see. And right now, a team that's leading the division, you know, that probably wasn't expected to be leading this division at this point in the season, he might be coming out. He might be coming out to show everybody, like, nah, I'm a baller. I'm here.
He's going to want to.
Yeah, he wants it. He wants to beat Caleb Williams, too, I'd imagine. They probably both say, like, no, it's not a thing.
But as a competitor, you know.
Deep down inside.
Why Italian? Yeah. I don't know, man.
No. Pizzeria.
Anyway, move on. I did not try to do that. Yeah. I did not.
Yeah.
Trey, Chicago Bears traveling to the Commanders.
I'm going with the Bears.
The Bears.
Going with the Bears. Only because playing with a fractured rib kind of sucks. If he does end up playing,
I think breathing sucks with a fractured rib.
It does. Like,
it's not ideal.
Mm-hmm. I cracked one while I was in high school riding bikes. And,
so, you know,
even sitting in class, I'm like, this kind of sucks. So, like, I can't imagine
getting smacked.
Yeah. You know? By like 300 pound dudes. Like, kind of think like I'd rather hours. Do something. Yeah. Like,
just the throwing motion.
Yeah. Like just doing like literally anything. Cause you're. Rib cage is constantly moving.
For sure.
You can't put a cast on it.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I can, but you're not going to be able
to do anybody. No. Full body cast.
You would not be playing.
No.
But
I'm going with the Bears.
The Bears.
Final answer.
Bears Commanders.
I think the Bears as well.
The Bears as well.
The Bears.
Ooh.
So wow. We got a lot of. This is actually interesting.
I like it.
I think this will be a 50-50 one with everybody else. But, apparently I'm the only one.
I think Caleb Williams is warming up very nicely.
I agree.
I think this might be his quote-unquote breakout game.
Ooh, it's coming out
breakout
party.
Game. Okay.
I think so. Here we go. But we'll see.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great opportunity. Great game. Chiefs traveling to Vegas. I'm going to start with you, fam.
You already know who I think's winning for this one.
Yep, Vegas. There you go. Yeah. Let me write it down.
That's what I heard.
Oh, let me erase that pen here.
Definitely the Chiefs. 100%.
Chiefs. Division game, obviously, but just no question. Chiefs stay perfect.
No questions in my mind on the Chiefs winning that game.
When's the last time the Raiders have played competitive against the Chiefs in the last few years? Do they typically? I haven't dug in that deep.
It's tough to say because the last few years have been really good for the Chiefs.
So, but they don't, but like last year on a home game, they didn't, it wasn't down in the end. Nope. All right. So,
nope, I like,
well,
I like,
that makes my decision. I'm going Chiefs too, then.
I like what I'm seeing out of the Chiefs as far as they're doing some fun plays, so to say.
Some fun plays. Some,
I call them fun plays.
Okay, fair just, enough.
They're not going for, you know, deep passes.
Little flea flicker, fumble rooski. Yeah.
They're snapping the ball to Carson Wentz. Yeah.
That may be a mistake.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
That is not a reason I see
them winning. Hey, Philly fans, what do you think of that decision? Well, Carson Wentz with the ball in his hand.
They had Mahomes and Wentz in back. They snapped the ball to Wentz to give to Kareem Hunt. And that's when it got them right up to the 1-yard line. So that was kind of a cool play to see.
I'm going to have to go back and look at that.
That was a cool play to see.
They got some unique, you know, that little spinny run around. Mm-hmm. None of those plays are mad, though. So.
Yeah, there's
so it doesn't matter.
So it's not even real.
It can't. It's not mad. It doesn't exist.
It's in the game. It's in the game, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Trey, Chiefs at Vegas.
I'm going Chiefs. It's not even a question. I think Vegas, especially after sending off Devontae Adams, just not going to. Like, I think they're going to kind of
and
just bomb out.
And O'Connell.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And some of you are like, why did we choose this game? Well, the Chiefs are still undefeated.
Yeah.
And they might be in our picks until they lose a game. So we will see. Depends on how annoyed we get with the Chiefs by the time they're 14-0.
And we actually get a couple Chiefs fans that, you know, throw some comments out on the social. So respect to you guys.
Only undefeated team right now. Yeah. Only undefeated team in the league.
I like it.
Something to be said. Something to be said. Now, some of you are going to be like, why did you guys choose your final game to be this game when you could have chosen Philadelphia at Cincinnati? I think that's going to be a great game. You could have chosen Atlanta at Tampa Bay. We've talked about those teams entirely too much. However, that's for probably the division lead next week.
Yep.
We could have talked about Buffalo, Seattle, Indianapolis, Houston. Bunch of teams we've talked about already. So we chose to pick the Cardinals traveling to Tua, I mean Miami Dolphins, both 2-5. Actually, the Cardinals could change that tonight. We'll see what their record is after tonight as they're currently playing and only down to the Chargers by 2 points in the third quarter at the moment.
So we're going on this thought process with Tua's playing.
Yes, we're going with the thought process that Tua is starting for the Miami Dolphins this weekend.
Next weekend. Wait, is this
coming
Monday?
Weekend,
right,
is Monday.
My bad.
Yeah, fam, the week started.
I know.
Sucks.
It did.
But it started.
I am. Oh, that's an interesting call now. I'm thinking about it.
You want me to start?
Sure.
Cardinals.
Ooh, that confident.
With Tua starting. I think the Cardinals are going to start flipping the script here. Now, whatever happens in tonight's game, whether they beat the Chargers or not, I still believe the Cardinals can still build something with a couple of the pieces that they do have.
Okay, you like what they started here?
I do like Kyler Murray a little bit. I think his scramble ability is just ridiculous.
Love him.
His ability to extend the play. There's a little short fella.
You know that's my short king right there.
You know what I mean? Whoop. Hold on. Whoop.
I get it.
Wrong podcast, Trey. Short king. No, I'm just kidding. I'm taking the Cards. You know, it's going to be tough in Miami, but again, two stadiums right now that I don't think it matters if they're home or away, so I think I'm going to take the Cardinals getting a weird one in Miami.
Boys?
Whoever feels the most comfortable to also take the Cardinals.
Are you confident, Trey, with this?
I'm so confident. I'm also going Cardinals. I don't think Tua can come back with that concussion he had. I mean, everyone saw him go into fencing position is what that's called.
Yep.
Your brain is literally applesauce. You're not coming back. You're not going to look hot. It's going to be a rough.
So even if he does play, you just think he's just not going to be capable.
I don't think he's going to be what he was.
I got you.
So I don't know. I think Cardinals will.
Cardinals for the dub.
I think it's a dub, and like Tyler said, I really really like Kyler, so I can relate.
Fair enough.
We see on the same.
We got some Kyler fans here.
Well,
I
was going to say we see on the same plane, right? We're short.
Impressive 5'7".
Yep.
Impressive 5'7".
You are
5'8" on the license.
Yeah. Well, you're a liar.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Graham, what are you feeling?
I'm gonna go confident in Cards.
Confident Cards.
Look at me.
Well, because here's the thing. Like you said, Kyler, he'll scramble. I think even if Tua plays, he's not gonna be confident to scramble. He's not gonna want to get out of the pocket.
Yeah.
And that's gonna put him at a severe disadvantage because they're gonna know exactly what to expect of him defensively.
Fair enough.
Very true.
For me, just the Dolphins' defense is mad sus. You know,
it's very sus.
So, I don't know. I think they're coming off a bye week. Did they even play this week? I don't think they did.
No.
No, they did play. They lost to the Colts by 6. But
with Tyler Huntley at the helm.
What do you got, fam?
I am going.
Which I like Tyler Huntley. Don't get me started on him.
I know. You are a big fan. Boy. I'm actually going to go. If Tua's back, I think they'll win. Actually, I think that offense is a whole different, you know, whether we get 80% Tua, he's not really typically a scrambler really guy. I mean, that one play where he got hurt, he was scrambling, so I can't say that he doesn't scramble. But, you know, I think that was just trying to get a first down type of play. So that running game's still there. The defense is sus, too. I would totally agree with that scenario. But I don't know. It's in Miami with Tua. I think the vibes will be tight. The defense will step up a little. And
HN being back's huge.
Yep, so
HN being back is huge.
I mean, it's not going to be a blowout either way. So I'm just going to roll the dice that the ball balances the Finn's direction.
Yeah. Yeah. If Tua can't go, just don't start Tim Boyle.
True.
Although he did go 8 for 13, 74 yards, you know, no picks.
Yep.
Also did not take a sack, but I can't.
But if Tua doesn't play, then obviously I'm going Cardinals. But
well, nope, can't change it.
You're down.
Looks like you took the Fins. So it is what it is. But with that, fellas, that wraps our show. Trey and Graham Bull, thanks for making
your Banner with the Boys debut.
You know, enjoy watching some football this weekend, watching a Vikes dub. Seeing if the Chiefs can stay perfect right now is the only team undefeated.
A lot of good games coming up this weekend.
We know what we got, fam. You know what I mean? So
we got to take that dub. Go to L.A.
Absolutely.
Oh, Vikes got it. Skull to the bowl. You already know. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the Banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Get them all.
And, hey, we'll see you next week.
Later.
See you.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.